Meanwhile, in the land of Wyrdale, our intrepid heroes, the Smile Time Gang, are hard at work on their next assignment.
Have you come up with anything?
Nothing. I'm drawing a complete blank. Now presenting Lord Mashron.
Welcome, Lord Mashron, who is all-powerful and really cool, and looks really good in corduroy and tweed.
And
tweed. How is my loyal Smile Time Gang? What grand findings you have to present to me?
We are far from loyal. You've locked us in your dungeon with no food or way to leave.
Did we really settle on the Smile Time Gang? I feel like we can do better.
Hey!
I'm just saying, it's a bad name and we should consider changing it to something better.
That's exactly what I thought you meant.
Silence! Lord Mashron is now talking. That is me. I am the one who is presently talking. Now, still, what do you have for me about video games and esports?
Not a lot.
You haven't given us any method of acquiring information. There's no magazines or computers. You took our phones. My phone.
I gave you blank sheets of paper, and I've chained you to the wall of creativity.
You mean the wall with "Help Me" scribbled in blood all over it?
I think it's very inspiring.
To who?
Silence! Why do you insist on being insubordinate? Is it because you think I'm short?
What? No, you're like 6'2", at least.
Some days I feel like I'm only 3'2", on the inside.
You're taller than I am.
Oh, sure, that makes me feel better. The great and powerful Lord Mashron is taller than one of his loyal subjects locked in his dungeon. All the lords will think that's really cool.
I don't feel like you understand what loyal means.
When the other lords come to visit my castle, they're all going to say, "Look, it's Lord Mashron's place. He might have a magnificent castle, and he can sure maintain an erection, but he's so small."
My lord, all the gods think you're tall.
What about Brett? Brett seems tall.
I feel like we've gotten way off track here.
Are we getting off track? Or are we on the most track we've ever been?
No.
What do they say about my mighty erection-bearing status?
His royal erection keeps our land safe and butt satisfied.
And our butts satisfied.
Damn straight. I require brand new video game information presented to me by the end of the day. Preferably in a timely fashion that is under 30 minutes. And so, the still currently named Smile Time Gang continue their quest for video game knowledge.
Hey! So, hi, we are the Smile Time Gang, and this is the Shackles of Lord Mashron. Hi, I'm Mike Fallick. Welcome to Minute 4. Have you learned anything yet?
I'm Bill Moore.
And I'm Deepu.
So, the point of the show, if you're listening to this and this is your first episode, don't. Go back. The point of the show, the way to explain it is, it's like a 101 college course on esports. So, we're going to start from some of the most basic terms. Last week, we explained what the term RPG means. And again, I really feel... before we start the episode proper, to get people's opinion from the group on this, I really feel like these terms kind of make esports inaccessible, almost purposefully. And I think that'll come up today. Like, do you feel as though we're on the right track by explaining away some of these terms so someone can get a hang of esports?
Well, yeah, I feel like
I
you
think
need
the
to
term
know
RPG. Yep. I think.
Okay, I feel like you need
let's
RPG.
Hear it from the idiot first. Let's hear from the idiot.
That's me.
Bill.
That's me. Okay. So, no, I feel like you need to understand the basic terms of some of these things, so you have all the pieces and the puzzles to fit together to get the bigger picture. So I feel like it is important.
But I guess my question for you, Bill, in learning the word RPG last week, which I think you knew kind of what it was, but I think you were the knowledge that everybody has, which is like, what is that term? I hear it. Do you feel as though you actually understand the game, which we're going to get to, which is StarCraft, one of the first big popular esports, which is a real-time strategy RPG. Do you feel as though you actually understand the game better?
StarCraft itself, no. I mean, I feel like RPG is way too basic to understand any specific game, especially one like StarCraft. Yeah, no, I have no idea how to play StarCraft, and knowing the word RPG serves little to nothing for me.
Deepu, I mean, what do you think about this idea that these words are in the way of stuff?
I think the big words are kind of part of the culture in esports. I think a lot of it's kind of what it's the differentiator, the people that know these obscure and somewhat unnecessary terms versus the people that don't. And it kind of makes it makes one audience that knows about it feel more hardcore than those that don't. Even though when you break down these so-called advanced terms, they're really quite simple. They're just basic concepts. So
yeah, and I think that's classic nerd culture, a little bit of exclusionaryism for the sake of exclusionaryism. But before we get to explaining our word today, which is the term strategy game.
Oh, you said the magic word.
We are going to... before we get to that, the only thing I can do in his voice, and again, who is that impression for? we're going to do just a quick up. We do this every episode. This is not a video game show where we talk about games so much, but we like to talk about the last games our fingers touched. Let's start with Deepu this time.
The last game my fingers touched was Hearthstone, Heroes of Warcraft. It's a trading card game, digital trading card game.
How are you doing in it? Are you...
I'm doing well. I do play in the competitive ranked ladder.
That's the second time you've said that, Deepu, on an esports show. You've been talking about your competitive gaming.
It's important to me. I need a game that has competition, that feels like I'm
playing. Have you heard the quote by Lao Tzu, which is the display of martial power? Did you see how I didn't pause for you to answer? Knew you wouldn't have. The display of martial power invokes martial interactions. So are you worried that by being on a video game podcast and saying, oh, I'm in competitive play, that then people are going to want to fight against you in competitive play?
I mean, I say bring it on. Chances are they won't beat me in whatever game it is.
Oh, smack talk. There it is. Bill, last game your fingers touched?
Last game my fingers touched was probably Tapper.
Hey, I am only now starting to like appreciate Tapper. I think it's a very stupid game, but if you don't know what Tapper is, I'll explain. It's a what we would call a puzzle game. Another word that's almost useless. what game isn't a puzzle? You fill up beer for unruly customers, and it's essentially like when you break it down, it's like stopping a line in its place. Like there's just an action, and you have to. Like it's like plate spinning is what we would call it.
Yeah, but it's a good game for me because
it's even a game term.
It's the exact kind of game that like is the reason I never got into games where like that kind of speed kind of game stresses me out. And for some reason, of all the stress things that in video games, I just stopped playing. And this one is like, no, I want to keep going. I want to actually try to win Tapper or get further along. So it's one that like, I don't know, for me, it's like I actually keep wanting to play it. So it's usually, yeah, any kind of like speed or time tested game, I just get too stressed out and give up.
That's so you funny. I haven't played a Root Beer Tapper game since like a Flash adaptation on like Shockwave.com.
Oh, Bill, did you hear that? Do you hear how lame? Deepu, that's so embarrassing. You play the Root Beer one. Oh man, that's so lame. It has beer in the real one. Okay,
that's
and
funny
the last
that they had to make the kid friendly version.
Yeah, the kid friendly, because that's somehow better. the last game I played was hold on. The last game I played was a game called Dragon Something for my. I have a better announcement for this, but what kind of dystopian world do they set up for kids with the idea that the game of Root Beer Tapper is like people are demanding soda? this guy's going crazy trying to get people fucking soda, and nobody can get soda fast enough, and they're running up demanding soda. Like they still get in fights and stuff, and like get angry and throw shit at him.
Well, they're the adult versions of sugar-deprived children.
But it, yeah, exactly. It's still just as horrifying to think that somebody would demand soda that way.
It's actually more terrifying.
As alcohol, because people do act that. Yeah.
It sounds
anyway,
to me
I
like
bought...
like a heaven. You know, people, good people, only go to bars to just have one soda and leave. I think there's something super beautiful.
No,
about
it's
that.
The same. You have not played the game in a while. It's the same characters. They throw shit at the bartender. You have to play it. It's horrifying to think of it as a soda scenario. I bought my latest generation system. It's a big thing for me.
Whoa!
I'll let you guys guess if you can. Yeah, it's big. Big deal. It was made in 2017. If you want to try and guess what it is, it's got some interesting characters on it. What someone like a Mega Man might appear on the system. Can you guys guess what system I bought?
I mean, I'm pretty sure. I'm gonna let Bill guess first.
Sega?
Don't, because he's not gonna guess. But yeah, I don't know what he even said. It's definitely wrong.
I said Sega. Sega's a real thing.
Yeah, they made something called Sega Anything past the year 1993. I don't know, 2004 was the last Sega system? Okay, sorry, we're getting too into games.
99 was when the Dreamcast came out on that day.
Guess so I can get to my reveal.
Nintendo Switch. You clearly got a Nintendo Switch.
Nope. Oh, I bought the Retrobit Retrocade, which has... over 90 arcade games, including Burger Time, Mega Man 2 and 3, not a more recent Mega Man, and some really great top-down shooters. It is my most current up-to-date system, and I've also decided I'm not buying any more games ever.
Oh, God. This is infuriating.
Let's get to the episode. Today, we're going to explain the word strategy game. Bill?
Yes.
Any idea?
Strategy games? I'm guessing it's any kind of game that... There is a, like, I guess, like, you have to follow a certain set of rules, and you have to figure out what these rules are per each individual game slash the strategy, and if anything, it's one that, like, there is a gameplay that is, that multiple people can figure out.
Bill, I gotta stop you. This is an SAT answer. those words are well put together. They're definitely, but you've just described games. Do you have anything more specific?
I'm guessing there's gotta be multiple.
Which I don't imagine.
There's gotta be a mission, and there's gotta be multiple levels that change in difficulty.
Oh, nope. Oh my God, so wrong. You actually, Bill. What is great about your answer?
Is it so wrong?
By the way, Bill knows the least out of all of us. If you've heard episode one.
If you've heard this episode.
It is almost the opposite.
Sweet.
It is almost the opposite. Deepu, what is a strategy game?
I'm gonna take a chance here and make a bold definition of strategy game. Okay. I think every strategy game has it's a game where you are controlling groups of units or types of units, multiple units, usually numbering in the hundreds. Maybe even the thousands, and you were often controlling these units by issuing them commands, places to go, actions to commit, from some sort of overlord camera position, you know, some sort of, you know, top
omniscient down. Kind of position, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're usually looking down at, like, you know, on the down the map, the way a king would.
Ooh,
planning
top down.
Attack.
We're gonna have to get to. Yeah.
I think top down
ironically,
is almost universal.
So what's funny here, Bill, is your answer's filled with irony. Please go to the bathroom and wash all the irony off your hand. Because, of course, strategy game, in reality, when it comes to using the word, if you're confused as a new person to esports, strategy game essentially means a video game which most resembles, in my opinion, a board game. Most specifically, chess. There are usually – the movements are generally limited to the amount of spaces a character can move, a lot like chess. Mm-hmm. If not how far they can move, how fast it takes them to travel. In other words, unlike a game like Halo, in which all characters move, I'm trying to think of any video game you can think of. If it's not a strategy game, all characters generally move at the same speed. In a strategy game, when you're looking at this board game perspective, I say ironically because Bill plays a lot of board games. The characters have some way of expressing speed. We don't want to get too ahead of ourselves, but sometimes it has to do with the amount of, if it's turn-based, which is a word that we're not going to be able to get to today, you can only move a certain number of spaces as if it was a board game. If it's real time, which again we have to ignore for today, the characters have a set speed that you can work with. It takes them a certain amount of time to travel a certain distance, and that works into your strategy. Famous strategy games. We have to ignore board games because it is really the most similar to chess in a lot of cases. Deepu?
I'm blanking on the name of it, but there's this classic board game, or no, I'm sorry, strategy game that comes out every year, and like you control a country on the planet, and you're basically going through the history of, you know, the history of humankind.
Ah, you speak of Civilization.
Civilization, possibly, that's right.
Civilization is possibly one of the most, in terms of like normal users, I believe it is one of the most played strategy games out there right now. I don't know the numbers on it exactly, but you know, we're going to ignore strategy games that are played professionally, like StarCraft, which is the goal of our thing here. But Civ is, as it's called amongst people, don't call it Civilization. It's called Civ, and then whatever number of Civ is out there. Bill, I bet you've played some strategy games and not even realized it.
Oh, probably.
Did you ever play Plants vs. Zombies?
Yeah, like once. Yes.
Did you ever play Monkey Balloon Fight?
No. Is Worms considered a strategy game? Because it's like it's turn-based, like kind of like one go.
One of the Worms is. I haven't played all of them, but one of them is. I think that, wait, can we confirm, Deepu, can you confirm whether Worms is a strategy game?
I mean, it doesn't have that top-down, actually, it kind of has a top-down, like, you can zoom out the camera and see, like, the whole, you know, the whole field to kind of scope out, you know, the map, and,
at least the one I've seen, you can see the whole,
It's turn-based, limited movement, very deliberate, like, it's very calculated, you know, the way you aim your weapons at your foe is very... It's meant to be something done with great care, which I think is another trait.
Have you played Worms, Deepu?
Yes, I have. Multiple iterations.
So why – can you explain to Bill then why it isn't a strategy game as compared to other things?
Wait,
no, I don't really understand. I haven't played it.
I say it is.
Okay.
It's different.
Why are you being so waffly on it?
Because it's not presented the way other – strategy games are, you know, most strategy games that we've been talking about are, you know, usually see like a top-down big overworld view, but in
all right now we have to do it. What? I think we have to do it. We have to explain what top-down is.
Top-down is a camera angle perspective where you are looking down upon usually a very wide field of view, perhaps like, you know, a whole planet or the whole battlefield wherever the game is taking place.
The whole map, as we would call it, or as is more game friendly, the entire, if you're thinking of strategy games as a board game, there's usually a way to see the entire board, like you would be able to in a board game, as opposed to other games, especially video games, where not seeing all of the map is a lot of the fun. Some non-competitive strategy games are the same way. There are enemies around the corner. That's usually one of the big challenges to all video games, is that you don't see the whole map. We'll go back to Mario, because everybody hopefully knows Mario. You cannot see the entire map. So what's in front of you, what's enemies are in front of you, are scrolled forward as you move, and then that's the challenge. So people who are really good at Mario memorize it.
So is Pac-Man a strategy game? Because it's top-down, at least, like, you can, like, you see the whole map, and then...
Deepu?
Well, at least the one in arcades is the four person version where you're looking down and you are seeing the whole map, and it's like four of you versus each other, and there's obviously the ghosts.
Are you talking about the Dave and Buster's one? That one's rad.
I am more familiar with the one at Barcade, but I'm sure it's the same one. Yeah, I mean, it's awesome, but it's like...
But Barcade has classic games. Like, there was four-player in the old
Well, there's three different barcades, and some of them have newer ones, and I'm pretty, like, I think it's just, like, an updated new one. The one in,
Yeah, because there was never, I don't know if you've ever played the original two-player one, but it's awesome. It's a, it's one of the few table, arcade games where it's, like, it looks like a, it's the size of a coffee table, and you sit over it. It is literally top-down. Deepu, explain to Bill why a Pac-Man is not, an arcade game. I mean, it's not a strategy game.
I mean, how it's not a strategy game? Well,
He makes good points. He makes a great point. With a lot of our descriptors we've used so far, top down, Bill's right, you're in a maze. So you're essentially looking from the perspective of being in the top of this maze. Why isn't it a strategy game?
Is it because the Pac-Man, like, there's only one... Like, it doesn't, like, there's no, effectively, I'm trying not to use the definition in it, but it's like, there's no strategy to Pac-Man. All you can do is run away or get fruit, but there's no, like in the example of chess, like, there's different...
I was gonna
say that, too. Yeah, there's, like, different pieces that have... Well, different pieces have different abilities, so then...
That is... Everything here is upsetting anyone who knows anything about video games. I have to stop this.
Okay.
There's no... Deepu, you were gonna agree with there's no strategy in Pac-Man? The main difference, I would say, you are useless, Deepu. You are...
No, I was about to say that there is strategy. This. There is strategy, because all the different ghosts have their own patterns.
Well, we have it on tape. We have it on tape, is you saying, I was going to say the same thing.
Well, no, I was going to have the
Why isn't it a strategy game?
Because you're not... There's no interesting overall objective. You're just surviving in Pac-Man. In strategy games, there's always a goal. You know, take the enemy post, take all the control points, kill the enemy. But in Pac-Man, it just keeps going.
Right. There's no strategy. And I'd say on top of that, there's the fact that what I consider to be a part of a strategy game is that you enter your strategy. You don't actively play. We would call Pac-Man a puzzle game, as we were talking about before with Tapper. It is a puzzle, Bill. Every time you're solving a puzzle, the puzzle being how can I get all the dots?
Okay.
A strategy, and to do that, you're actively pressing, you know, the things. You're actively moving the character around. As opposed to in a strategy game, if even slightly delayed, you are entering your strategy into the system. In other words, that you click something and then your units, whatever they are, your game pieces, react to your strategy. So I believe the definition of a strategy game has to be that you tell your playable characters or your tools in the game, however you want to look at a strategy game, to do something, and they enact it. So let's go to chess now, which is not on a video game system, but we'll use it. You enact a character to move three spaces forward and one space to the right or left, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it just does that, and then you wait to see what the reaction is. In the same way, all strategy games have a way to enter your strategy and then make it – and then the characters enact that strategy. In StarCraft, which we'll get to, we're not explaining it, you can send characters to a location to attack and stop worrying about them. They enact your strategy.
The key here
is not actually having a strategy. It's the fact that your players enact your strategy as soon as you enter it into the game, instead of you having to actively do it. The equivalent with Pac-Man would be if you told your Pac-Man, go in a spiral, and you had to guess before he did it what he was going to do. In other words, that you just pressed spiral pattern, and he would go do that. And then it's almost impossible to have a really good strategy game with one player because of this.
So would Madden be a strategy game?
Deepu?
Oh, I know. Never mind. You don't see the whole field.
I love that this is like a little bit of like, find the loophole. This first few episodes are kind of like, what's the loophole in these words?
Yeah, Deepu, I mean,
because it's a perfect question. It's a perfectly legitimate question. I'm going to change it.
But you don't see the whole field.
So that
field
it's a more
like
interesting that. Question. Is Blitz, which is another football game, is that a strategy game? Because in Blitz, you don't have to do anything.
Yeah, a lot of the players are automated, right? Like, once you hit the play, once you start the play, a lot of the players are just going on their routes. Their
yeah, especially on defense in Blitz. Yep, so is it a strategy game?
In a way, yes. In a way.
But in a lot of mostly ways, no, Deepu. Thanks for helping. Here's the format of defining things. We're supposed to be teaching things. Don't be more confusing.
Well, I mean, you're bringing these crazy examples
in. We want
people
to not look stupid.
Here's the problem with, you know, defining these terms. You know, we could, you know, Pac-Man could be considered an RPG as well. You're playing a role. You're a guy. You're a circle.
No.
You're avoiding ghosts.
No.
But you're in a world.
No, it cannot. That's not the same argument. That's not the same argument as Mario being an RPG. There is not a power-up. There's a power-up state. You cannot permanently keep any of the things. Yeah, that's what you said. Permanently keep. You cannot permanently keep any of the power-ups. Mario maintains the fire outside of the levels, so that's an RPG.
That's so stupid.
You can't permanently get anything in Pac-Man. Even in some of the newer versions, which are somewhat cool, of Pac-Man, it is always temporary. It's a temporary state.
Does that make sense? What I was thinking, because since like with Madden, like you have multiple characters, you plug
right,
in
all these questions the are great.
Yeah, but so was I. Like at least my brain was technically trying. I'm just wrong.
For the most part, the term strategy game, again, almost means nothing. I think that the thing that I would as a tool, if you're a gamer. And you want to use the word strategy game, which is what I think we can look at these useless terms as, which is kind of like in the same way I scream at people about calling Star Wars a sci-fi movie. It is a fantasy movie. And so I get very upset when people call it a sci-fi movie. The only reason it has any legitimacy is because, of course, genres are sort of useless. And so if you wanted a movie kinda like Star Wars, you could do worse than searching sci-fi, although it's probably not very good sci-fi if it's like Star Wars, because then every single science fiction... Oh, it doesn't matter. Oh, my God, I'm getting into the stupidest things.
You'll get that Barry Bostwick movie from the 80s.
It's not sci-fi. Either way, yeah. I get upset at people because it's not sci-fi, but... Really what it is sort of a shopping term, strategy. If you're thinking strategy game, I would say part of the game is being a little bit passive. It may be, you know, this will sound contradictory once we learn about StarCraft, but if you're playing a strategy game, the vibe of it is more like chess. And in that you're doing a move and then there's downtime. It's a shopping kind of a term that you can use. If you're looking for a game that is like chess in vibe... And, you know, varying speeds, you know, between, you know, playing with guys in Washington Square Park and a nice casual game on a rainy day. Like, that is the vibe of strategy games. There is some chance for downtime.
So is the downtime effectively, like, part of the strategy is because you are versing another thinking creature kind of thing? Like, effectively person versus person, where like the strategy is also like it's not just like you have to get into the
mind. Essentially strategy game means you go, I go.
Okay, cool.
Instead of a lot of other, why I would say a lot of the games that are misnomers here are not really strategy games. But you know, even though we're going to talk about strategy games that people are doing moves at the same time, the vibe is still, I do a move, I see what happens with that move.
Okay, cool.
There may be more intense strategy games where you're having to organize lots of different things. Unlike, you know, like, for example, let's say you play, you know, modern video games are the equivalent of playing, like, three or four people at once in chess. And some of those chess games are actually checkers. And one of them is, you know, the game of life. Like, that's how strategy games get bigger. But the vibe is always, I do a move, I see what happens with that move. Instead of Madden, in which you're choosing a move and then there's this active process.
Okay, I get that.
But yeah, but those are easy mistakes to make. But I would say, essentially, chess is this the real answer here. It's chess. It's the most similar to chess. We still didn't get to yell at Deepu about calling Madden chess. But we don't have time today. So, from the Smile Time gang... You tune in next week to find out more, hopefully, and if we ever get out of here, that'll that would be nice.
It'd be super sweet.